The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Joggy Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday. We do things just a little bit differently today. We play What Are the Odds? So if you call or text or tweet, as long as you're not trying to steal some other show's bit, put odds on it. Kevin asks, this one's for you, AJ. What are the odds North Carolina covers a 7.5-point spread tonight versus Duke?
I'll be on Duke plus 7.5.
Okay. I'm kind of with you on that. I may follow along on that.
I mean, it's a rivalry game, first of all. I think there are some decent matchups for Duke in this game. Particularly, I don't know how North Carolina is going to handle Grayson Allen. So I think it's going to be a good game, a much better game than I would have expected, you know, a month ago.
Rico asks, what are the odds that online play for horses comes back to Texas in 4 to 5 years? I'm going to say less than 5%, and the tracks don't want it and the state doesn't want it. And I think it's short-sighted of everybody because, yeah, I in a lot of states, I mean, I can get on my phone and make a horse bet, and that money goes directly into the pools, just like it does as if I'm at the track. Well, because I can't do that here and because I've made them all illegal, you know what I do now? I use Bovada when I can't get out there. And you know where that money goes? That goes to them. There's no taxes on it. It doesn't go to the tracks. And, you know, I'm not proud of it, but if I want to get a bet down, guess what? If I can't get out there, that's what I'm going to do. And I don't have online betting. I don't have OTB betting where I can go do that. And it's frustrating because if there were an OTB parlor in downtown Houston, I'd never use anything but that. Yeah. But it's unfortunate. Okay. Can I... I don't know how I feel about this story. And I just kind of wanted to talk about it because I think it's kind of important. And it's also sort of like the Dark Knight coming to life when Bruce Wayne was trying to catch the Joker.
Okay.
And this is about a legal fight that's about to start. It has nothing to do with sports, so
no. Okay.
Bear with me for a minute. But apparently a federal judge ordered Apple to help the FBI hack into the iPhone used by the gunman in the San Bernardino shootings.
Right.
And Apple is now fighting this because they don't want them to have the ability to bypass digital locks.
The government is basically asking them to create the technology to bypass digital locks.
Right. So that they can get into this guy's phone. And Apple opposes that, obviously, because it's like, well, they might use it for this, but then now they can get into everybody's phone.
Right.
Which none of us want. But I admit I kind of have mixed feelings about this because if there was a way to get into that guy's phone and find out if there's other people that were part of this or that he's involved in some kind of a cell or some kind of a group that you could track down and keep them from doing something, I'm kind of for that. But I'm not really for them being able to get into everybody's. So I'm kind of fascinated by this case because Yeah, and I'm just kind of curious what people think, because I really feel, I hate to sound like I'm standing on the fence, but I really feel strongly both ways. I really would like to see them be able to get in there and see if there's stuff that you can track down and get other people, that other people are involved. On the other hand, I mean, should they be able to get into everybody's? Absolutely not. So where do you draw the line?
Because you can't, I mean, if the technology becomes available, it's not going to just be used for this one case. You know that.
And that's certainly a concern.
I'm against government being able to look at my email, which I know they already can. I don't like that they can see what websites you visited. They already can. I'm against all of that.
And I am too, but in this case where you have a known terrorist who's no longer alive, and you might be able to find out other associates and prevent something else from happening.
But again,
No way of knowing that.
If this technology becomes available, you know it's not going to just be used for this one phone, and then, okay, we're not going to use this to backdoor anything else. This is it.
Right.
Well, yeah, if that were the case, that'd be great.
No, and
but you and I both know that's not what's going to happen.
I don't trust the government enough. He's pouring water.
Does it sound like I'm peeing?
It sounds like you're peeing.
Nice.
He's pouring water.
Sorry, I need some water. I didn't realize it was going to be so loud.
But is there a way that you could just, I mean, somehow get into that one phone without creating all this?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You got to figure out a different way to solve the case.
I think the government's way too involved in everything we do as it is, and I always have a problem with that. But I also, you know, it kind of strikes me as, man, I'd like to catch the rest of them.
Yeah.
And then, this is the cell phone thing from The Dark Knight. If you think about
similar.
It.
Similar.
It's the exact same thing, because you remember Morgan Freeman saying, I don't want to be a part of this because this is going too far to catch the bad guy. In this case, the bad guy's already caught, though.
And not only that, the bad guy's dead.
Yeah. I don't know. I can really see a reason to do it, but on a one-time basis, and I don't trust them to only do it one time. Anyway, just wanted to see what you thought about that.
Yeah, I'm against it. I'm against the government being in that kind of stuff.
713-780-3776. 713 says, have they tried 1234 or 6969? Those are usually my passcodes. Oh boy. All right, let's try a couple phone calls. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. A couple people want to weigh in on this, so let's grab a couple calls on it. Benny. Let Benny go first. What's up, Benny?
Sports. What's going on, gentlemen?
Sports to you.
Hey, my only 2 cents on this I want to throw out there is that if I'm not mistaken, the Fourth Amendment for search and seizures, there must be a warrant written specifically for and like one specific item to be obtained by the law enforcement for that type of law enforcement action. I think that exercising the Fourth Amendment on this person, just saying, hey, you know what, Apple, just do this for this one specific item, and how we can protect them from allowing that coded information to go beyond that, I don't know, man. But I do think that if we can just apply some of our basic Bill of Rights on this, where it's like, look, search and seize this one specific bit of property for this criminal act. That's my only comment, man. I'll hang up and listen to what you got to say.
If I'm Apple, I'm saying no thanks. If the government wants to come up with something, let them try to figure out a way to backdoor their way into it. I don't think Apple should be responsible for getting information off of a phone that when everybody signs a security agreement when they get an iPhone or whatever, iPad, something that they basically said that they won't do, they're gonna break that? No.
Couple things from Twitter. Chris says, number one, do we really believe Apple can't already do this? And two, Apple could unlock the phone without the government getting the tech, but I'm not so sure I want Apple having the tech if they don't have it already. Because
all it takes is one guy selling the tech to the government.
Yeah, or to the North Koreans.
Yeah, I don't need this.
Yeah. 713. Mike, dig him up and put his thumb on the Touch ID.
Yeah.
There you go.
I saw that on the comment section. But I think the problem was that he didn't have, I think he had like the 5C or something where you don't have the fingerprint.
Okay.
I think the 5S is the first phone that had the fingerprint.
He was going to upgrade, but then he was like, I'll be dead anyway. What's the big deal? Why am I going to pay for this?
Let's do one more on this and then we'll move on. Jeremy, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I work in security and have worked in a lot of assessing encryption technologies in mobile phones. And I can say that the technology does not allow Apple to basically unlock a single phone. If they build it, it could be used on any phone.
That's
so that's
I'm
why
saying.
They're taking such a hard stance on the single case. It's because of the limitations of, they don't have the ability to unlock a single phone. If they do end up building a back door, which I don't think they will, all the bad guys will turn to is other technologies where those back doors don't exist. So I think it's a really good move by Apple.
I think so, too. They should stand strong on this.
All right. You guys have sold me.
Okay.
I wasn't sure how I felt about it, but... And, you know, I think we've gone way too far with the Patriot Act and the things we're doing there, which was designed, in essence, to do the same thing, which was to protect us. And the reality is there's so many things that they now have access to that they shouldn't have. It's never an easy question when you're talking about liberty versus security. But I always kind of fall back on, aren't we supposed to be the country of freedom from
That's
this kind of stuff?
That's what I'm saying.
713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll mix it up and take some phone calls. You know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to give something away here because, you know, Blitzers are cool. Asked a question, they answered. How about 3 seats to the Blitz Spring Poker Invitational? Tomorrow at Dave and Buster's on Richmond, the tournament starts at 7, but all players must register to play by 6:45. Top 25 in the qualifier get a seat in the final round and a chance to win the Nuts Grand Prize Pack, which is worth over $2,500. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. And if you win tomorrow, you get all kinds of cool stuff, too. The guy who won last time got like a Deep South barrel. So not only do you qualify, if you win, you get all kinds of cool stuff. All right. Callers 10, 11, and 12. You're playing poker with us. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN975.
ESPN 97.5.
They can't stop me from rapping, Kenny Hop.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Jason, what are the odds someone gets mad that you weren't talking sports during the Apple story? Oh, percent 1,000. Somebody, whenever we don't talk sports...
I spent the first 10 minutes talking about my dog dying.
Yeah. I know we have a lot of new listeners who, you know, but by now, you guys have been here for a while, so you probably figured it out. We'll do sports. We'll do whatever. Just, you know, we try to keep it interesting and keep it varied. That's all. And sometimes if we think something's interesting, we hope that some of you guys think it's interesting. And sometimes we're wrong about that. That's okay. H-Town Hacker says, I'm one of the world's biggest sports fans, but I love when y'all veer off topic. I just, sometimes there are things out there that affect all of us. And it goes beyond sports. And I kind of hope that's part of what we're supposed to be doing, right? Let's talk about these things
and
sometimes.
Not to mention, we say this all the time. If you and your friends, the only thing you ever talk about is sports, you're weird. Nobody just talks about sports all the time. That's a strange thing. So sometimes Fred and I talk about stuff that has nothing to do with sports.
Yeah. And I also would point out it's, you know, oh, you're ESPN. Well, that's always been the entertainment and sports network. And if you watch ESPN these days, they do a lot of stuff that's not sports. So 713-780 ESPN, 713-780-3776. Here's a good one. Here's a sportsy one that I think you can answer. What are the odds the Big 12 will underperform in the tournament again and not get credit for being as good as they have been as a whole all season? From Ron.
Who's that?
The Big 12. What are the odds they underperform in the tournament again?
Well.
Because I think that's a pretty good conference.
Pretty sure Kansas is going to underperform in the tournament.
Okay.
Because they always do. They'll lose to a 12 seed, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to win it. I think Oklahoma is probably their best hope, but I don't think they're going to win it either. I think that they are a good conference. I just don't know if they've got that team that I feel great about.
Yeah, I can't look at one of those and say, yeah, that's one of the teams I'll have going to the Final Four, even Oklahoma. I mean, I guess it depends on the draw they get, but it doesn't mean it's a bad conference, so I think it's a pretty damn good conference. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try a couple phone calls. Remember, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so please put odds on your calls. We'll try Frank. What is up, Frank?
Hey, guys. My question, you've probably heard it before, but I'm going to ask you, what are the odds the Cowboys make it to the championship game or possibly the Super Bowl if Tony Romo has a year like he did in 2014, I'm Mexican American, and I only know of three players in the NFL that are Mexican, and that's Vasquez and Ramirez from the Broncos, and then Tony Romo. But also, only 4% of all football players make it in the pros, so that kind of makes me proud, you know, that some of my heritage got in the.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know how is Tony Romo's like, is he full on Mexican? I don't think so. But maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, there's not a lot of Hispanic in the NFL. But I'll go with 10% that if or 20% that if Tony Romo can play the way he played in 2014, that team could make it to a championship game. I mean,
they were close.
If he's playing that way, they're close. It's just
because let's face it, it came down to one play. And if you go back 2 years ago, there were four teams that really did come down to the very end in all those games. When the Cowboys played the Lions, when the Packers played the Cowboys, when the Packers played the Seahawks, I think any one of those teams, if things had gone their way, could have won the NFC. Seahawks wound up winning it. But I think all those teams were really close. Well, if Dallas can get back to that, certainly they're a contender.
Yeah.
But I do think there's some other issues. You have to wonder if Romo can stay healthy now. This is getting to be a fairly, you know, if he keeps breaking his damn collarbone, I don't know what you're going to get. By the way, they're 20-1 to win the Super Bowl, so there's some odds for you. But I'm more concerned about they've got to fix some things on defense. And yeah, there's some, but if they do, then okay.
If they draft right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tony Romo is a Mexican American, obviously, and his father is of Spanish Mexican descent. And his mother is German and Polish.
Okay.
So he's half.
Okay.
Somebody wants to know why didn't the last caller claim Aaron Hernandez?
That's a good question.
I guess because he's not in the league.
Okay. That's a pretty good excuse.
He was.
Lamont asks, how do you guys feel about Nike dropping Manny? That's something I definitely wanted to get to.
I'll just say I'm not surprised. Is that fair? Are you surprised?
No.
This is one of those things where big-time companies are they're steering away from people who are making comments like this. And at this point, making a comment like that is similar to making a racist comment. And some people may disagree with me saying that, but that's what it's looked at now. That's what it's looked at as now. So I'm not surprised at all. And like you said off the air, it's not like Manny's hurting for money, but money's money. You know what I mean? It's not a bad thing to have more of.
Well, Nike, though, I mean, they have to be, it's just like anything else, they have to be aware of their brand and who's representing their brand. And this isn't the first guy that they've dumped for something, and it probably won't be the last. So
that's the worst, is like when he did his apology video on Twitter, he was wearing a Nike shirt. So they're probably like, no thanks.
Yeah, not so fast, Sir Manny.
You know who doesn't seem to mind? Bob Arum.
Yeah. Yeah. Bob Arum would just say anything.
Of course, I didn't have a problem with what Manny said. You know, you know who else is like animals? Non-whites. It's very similar.
He didn't have a big problem with it, but
how do you feel about non-white gays?
Oh, it's a terrible, terrible thing what they're doing with the one thing that makes me happy about, like, when the gays are not white, is that they're not breeding, so they're not creating more. You know, that's a good thing, because the gays, as you know, they don't make babies.
They can't adopt.
Oh, they can adopt white babies. Oh, no.
Bob, that's really inappropriate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I do think it makes sense that they dropped him, though. I mean, that's and I'm thinking they were probably looking for an excuse to do it anyway.
Yeah, the last four contracts to be terminated by Nike.
Yes.
Lance Armstrong.
Okay.
Warranted or not warranted?
I'm going to go warranted.
Okay. Ray Rice.
Warranted.
Adrian Peterson. Borderline, right?
Yeah, I know that created a bad image, and I don't want to dredge that thing up again, but okay, I'm gonna go with not necessarily.
Okay, the last one I'm going to go worse than, more warranted than Armstrong and Ray Rice.
Okay.
Oscar Pistorius.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I think murder is...
Yeah, that's not the best thing. Even if it's accidental.
Yeah, right.
Accidental.
I don't think there was anything very accidental about that, but that's whatever. I wasn't there. God, now all those bad Pistorius jokes are going through my head again. I how dare you bring that up? All right, let's try, let's see. Let's try Clifford.
He's on.
Oh, never mind.
Talking to the intern.
Try Josh then. What's up, Josh?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing? Hey, man. So what are the odds that somebody heard that Bob Arum impersonation is going to be mad at you? In all likelihood, though, I want to tell you, man, lift you guys up. The main reason why I listen to your show is because you don't always talk about sports, man. You guys are got a good take on a lot of things outside of sports, and it really makes for a good show, man. It's one of the better things on radio in town. Same thing is the reason why I used to listen to Cowherd, because he would stray from sports and talk about a lot of cool different things. So I enjoy it, man. Listen to these other guys complaining about it. Who cares? Tell them to change the station.
Right on. Thanks, man. And chances are someone will be mad about the Bob Arum.
Yeah, they always are.
They always are. Mm. John will get an email. I'm sure David Gow will get an email. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, but we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Watson, you guys will defend a sports personality if they say something stupid and get suspended or fired, but okay with this. I'm sorry that you don't see that these are two completely different things. A paid endorser...
Yeah,
of a product versus
your actual job.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's not an employee of Nike. He was a paid endorser. They don't feel like he's properly representing their brand anymore, so they're moving on from him. That's not surprising at all.
Yeah, to me it's two totally different subjects.
I mean, that could happen with us. Like, I could there could be
that did happen with us.
Did
with
it?
The hot dog picture.
Did we lose endorsers over that? Or
yeah,
what?
We lost the studio sponsor for that.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, we had.
We will not name the
right, but we had a car dealership sponsoring the studio. They did. That was over the corn dog pick.
Yes, it was.
Okay, they didn't like the way the corn dog thing went down.
They're a huge sponsor of her station.
Oh, that's why. Okay, so they were mad that we made fun of that chick on what is it 93Q.
I can't remember her name.
I think so.
The Erica Rico corn dog pick. When we had our fun with that, they were upset about it, and they dropped us our show. They didn't sponsor our show anymore.
Well, not just our show, but the studio.
Right.
Yeah.
And if they feel like something that we did doesn't best represent their brand, and they don't want to have their name attached to our show anymore, okay. Had we gotten fired for that, I would think that was a little bit overkill. But if a sponsor doesn't like our show, I don't want them sponsoring us.
By the way, we have a new we're going to have a new studio sponsor coming up here.
Oh, great.
Shout outs to Renter's Warehouse. They will be sponsoring our studio starting in March.
Get a list of things that could potentially offend them.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Well, and the truth is, if somebody's offended by things like that, I don't want to endorse them either. And because we know what you guys like. We want to put you on stuff that we believe in. And I'm not going to believe in somebody that takes stuff like that too seriously.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN. Ahmad says, I'm not tripping, but I think this country is censoring speech way too much in general. And I think, you know, you responded to him. I agree, but then I also think when you're a company like that, and this is a person you're paying to represent you, you've got to be sensitive to Disco Biscuit nails it, I think. It says Nike has to protect their global brand. They can't be having someone they pay say that bleep and do nothing, whereas ESP and others pay people to be shocking, then punish them when they cross an unknown and arbitrary line. That's about as well put as I can. Because that's the thing that drives me nuts, is when people are trying to, when you're paying someone to be provocative and be out there, to be Skip Bayless, and then they say something that you suspend them for because of that. And that's what I have a problem with. Because you're creating that culture, and that's what you're asking them to do. And then if you say something about somebody else at ESPN or something like that, you get suspended. I just think that's, and to me, that's a different animal. And, you know, that's the way it is. Why I don't ever want to work for the big company. It's just not something I would be suspended once a month, because, you know, there's just no way that I'd be able to avoid ripping into some of the things they do, which is why I'm glad we can do what we do. 713-780 ESPN is your number. Let's blast through a couple phone calls here. Oh, there's a couple more tweets I wanted to get to as well before we do that. And of course, now the corn dog picture's back. But Joshua, you heard it. You guys are exactly like Colin Cowherd. Next step, Skip. Hey, I don't know if being compared to Colin is.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing, but I mean,
yeah. Hey, we'll take any compliment we get, and any criticism. The Black Fred said, "What are the odds someone is a perfect bracket before they hit the lottery?" # I'm broke. I need money.
Yeah,
I think you have better odds of hitting the lottery, don't you?
It's probably pretty close.
Mm. Well, neither one of them really. But, all right, let's try. Okay, now let's go to Clifford. What's up, Clifford?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, Clifford.
What is the odds of the Washington Capitals and the Chicago Blackhawks meeting in the Stanley Cup?
That's a Fred question. That is your idea.
As of now, yeah, I think those look like the two best teams. But I'm not going to rule out the Kings. And I still think if the Lightning can get their act together, of course, they're outside the playoffs right now, but if they can get their act together, they can still win these. Right now, Washington looks like the best team, but it's regular season. And at least on that end of the bracket. But I'm real impressed by what the Blackhawks, man, they're the Spurs. They're the Patriots. I mean, they just, every year, they have to, because that is the hardest cap to work around. Every year, you basically have to get rid of two or three really good players. And they just keep finding ways to replace those guys every single year. It's pretty amazing. Let's try. So actual odds, I'd still say it's going to be less than 10% simply because, I'll go 10%. How's that? How about, here's one for you, Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
Sports, guys.
Sports, Dan.
Hey, I got two quick things. First off, what are the odds Conor McGregor beats Miguel Dos Anjos to be the lightweight champion? And real quick, AJ, what are your thoughts on the Bellator fight coming up Friday?
I'll do the first question first because I'll forget otherwise. I think
what are the odds? Yeah, McGregor wins.
I'll go 35% on McGregor. I think he should be the underdog. I don't know what the current odds are now, but I mean, I think the size difference. The thing McGregor's always had at 45 is he's always been just massive compared to these other guys, and he's not. And we've seen Dos Anjos has just blitzed through the last couple guys he's fought, and Anthony Pettis and Cowboy Cerrone in like a minute. These aren't scrubby guys that he's just dominating. And now, I think this is a bit of a jump for McGregor. I think he should have taken, if he wanted to go to 55, he should have taken a fight against a, not necessarily a scrub, but maybe a guy around that like an 8 to 10 ranked guy before he just jumped into this deep water. I think this was a mistake. And the Bellator card, I think there's some interesting fights on there. A lot of local guys, if you want to get out and watch. I think the Gracie-Shamrock fight is interesting in that I don't know who's going to win. And it's probably the last time you'll get to see either of those guys. At least I would hope it is. And the guy that Kimbo Slice is fighting looks atrocious, and I assume that Kimbo's going to destroy him.
Kimbo Slice is a minus 450 favorite.
Boy, that's mighty generous of Vegas to put minus 450. There's almost value on that. And I don't bet big favorites in MMA, but there's value there.
Are we out there for the weigh-ins Friday?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so we're doing the show?
Yes, we are.
I guess I should read my emails, but I apologize for not doing that. I have been checking them, John. This is the first one I haven't checked in a while, and I don't know why. Maybe I just didn't see it. Texter asks, how much to sponsor a segment? That's a great question. I have no clue. I really don't know what it costs. But if you contact our ad folks, the address is on the website, ESPN975.com. They'll tell you. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. How about I give away something else? Three more seats in the poker tournament sound good? Win a seat to the Blitz Spring Poker Classic this Thursday, February 18th at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7, top 25, win a seat in the final round, and a chance to win the grand prize pack in excess of $2,500. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. Callers 11, 12, 13. You're playing poker tomorrow night. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Play poker with the Blitz. We're qualifying players each Thursday to play in the finals. Winner take all gets the Nuts prize pack, which includes a 55-inch LED HD TV, a sports ticker from FantasySportsTickers.com, whiskey aging barrel from Deep South Barrels, box of cigars courtesy of Sirius Cigars, $1,000 to Zadok's Jewelers. Listen to the Blitz to win a secured seat or come out to Dave and Buster's to register. We have four more to give away. We'll do it in the 6 o'clock hour. So stick around. Here's one for you. What are the odds CM Punk actually has a professional MMA fight?
I'll go 60%.
Yeah?
I think it'll happen. I don't think it'll go well for him. I've heard that he's struggling in the gym. But good luck to him.
All right, well, Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I feel like I've seen this story before, but this is a new one. It's Florida. It's a Florida teen.
Ah, shocker.
It's a Florida teenager being arrested for pretending to be a doctor in his own clinic and treating patients there. Malaki Love Robinson, 18, was arrested by West Palm Beach police officers. After a recent investigation, he is accused of practicing medicine without a license. And investigators say he performed an exam on a female undercover officer. He calls himself a certified naturopathic doctor and opened his clinic in January. He lists many specialties, including psychology, urgent care, and gynecology. According to his Facebook page and website, he also offers holistic care and family planning counseling at the New Birth Life Medical Center. Considering that he's only 18 years old and refused to confirm where or if he even graduated from high school. Yeah. Family members say they called the Florida Health Department and they were worried that he was impersonating a doctor and may injure someone of their children. He said, it's just jealousy. Anytime anybody has something to say about somebody, it's because they're successful. Well, that's how you have to see a vagina. Which, hey, I'm for, but ordinarily, I don't like to be invited. I don't want to pretend to be a doctor to have to do that.
Yeah, that seems like overkill.
But, anyway, he has since been arrested, but it's all because he's successful, AJ.
Yeah.
His Facebook page is priceless, man. It all looks legitimate. It's the New Birth, New Life Medical Center and Urgent Care, LLC. 5-star patient satisfaction.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I wonder if that's actually on Yelp.
How are the Yelp reviews?
I'm just curious. But anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
What is our fascination with doctor shows on TV? Somebody mentioned Doogie Howser. Because, Doogie Howser was legal, though. But
I don't like any doctor shows.
I don't either.
You know, the only one I liked was House.
Yeah, that one was a little different. I could watch that without going, eh.
Yeah, I don't like other doctor shows.
But, like ER and Grey's Anatomy and all those. And then every time I look up, there's an advertisement for a new one. It seems like we're totally, our entire society is fascinated on hospital shows. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Well, I'll pass. Squeeze a phone call in. David, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports to you guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I must have missed the earlier part of the show. If you guys have already covered this, I apologize. I wanted to speak up for just a second about the Ronda Rousey stuff that's going around on news radio or sports radio. I don't disagree, at least very strongly, with anything anybody at Gow Media or any other radio station on ESPN has said about the incident. Depression and suicide is something I think is a very hot button issue. I think it's a very tricky situation. And I think that Mike Greenberg on Mike and Mike this morning had a very poignant explanation of what may or may not have been going through Ronda Rousey's head. John, if you could, if you have the sound, I think it would be really cool if you could just play it for those of us who have not heard. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you guys for what you do. Love the show. Stay sportsy.
All right. Well, John's going to look for the sound. I don't know what he's talking about. I didn't hear Mike and Mike this morning. But, yeah. I mean, depression's no joke. I just think having a bad day at work isn't worth killing yourself over.
No.
And if it's, an issue beyond that with her, then she should be on some sort of medication or under some sort of doctor supervision.
Well, and I hope she wasn't. I don't know how this is going to sound, but I sure hope she wasn't just one of those things she's just off the cuff saying, because that does make life.
I don't think it was off the cuff. I mean, she was crying.
Yeah, but I hope it wasn't her making light of it a little bit and just saying, oh, I thought about killing myself, because there are people who deal with that. I don't understand it, because it's not something that's ever even remotely occurred to me.
No.
Or ever will, but I take it back. If I found out I was terminal with something and it was going to cost a bunch of money, then I might do it. But otherwise.
So I found it, but it's almost 4 minutes long. So I'll cut it up, if we want to hit this again, we can talk about it in the 6 o'clock hour.
I don't want to hear 4 minutes from us, much less them. All right. Somebody says hospital shows, like legal drama shows, allow for ridiculously overdramatic situations that can be resolved quickly. Okay. Well, that's what people are into. There are a lot of legal shows, too. I don't know how many Law and Orders we have now. There's Law and Order SVU, Law and Order SUV, Law and Order, and what's the NCIS has like 12 different cities now. I don't think we have NCIS Houston, but there's a New Orleans, an LA, Mogadishu.
Yeah.
And it's everywhere. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Can't find it on the website. Do you need to be 21 to play poker tomorrow night? That's a good question.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think we're giving away anything. Like if we were giving you a spot in a tournament or something, then yeah, you'd have to be 21.
Yeah, that's not the case.
No,
I'll check with Michelle.
Please do. But I think that I'm pretty sure you're okay. So come on out. Jung, are you doing any of these tournaments?
No, it's just you two.
Oh, really? So we're both supposed to be there for all of them now? Is that
No. It was I thought you guys were rotating.
Well, AJ kind of volunteered. Well, I did last week, but he was there too. I mean, if he wants to do all of them, I'm fine with that too.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
I don't either. I just figured the people would rather see you guys than me.
That's not true. Everybody wants to meet you. That's Everybody true. I run into says, where's Jung? I want to see Jung. So I think you're selling yourself short, sir. All right. Quick break. One more hour to go. Yeah, I love hearing this song because it reminds me of the Sunday morning days. This is what we used to open the show with back when it was Matt Dean. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.